This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Going to join us tonight at a Q Club in Wisconsin. Paul, how are you doing today?
Draft day, Bill. That means I'm doing great.
Today is the day that everybody gets nice presents under their tree if you're a general manager. And it was funny because I just retweeted this a little while ago, but Andrew Brandt says, the draft day guarantees are this. Every team loves their draft. Every team can't believe their player was still available. Every player below the top pick has a chip on their shoulder about being passed over. And every agent says the team just got a steal to steal the draft. So I guess, you know, what are you looking for specifically?
I'm very curious, having read 20 too many mock drafts, having looked at the various big boards and spent way too much time comparing and contrasting and trying to see maybe a consensus of sorts as to who will be there at 12. And for me, there's three key names that I think intrigue me the most in terms of will any of them last until 12? Because I think, like, we can talk big picture about the rest of the NFL and Kyler Murray and the Raiders' three picks and, you know, Dan Snyder in Washington taking over the first round of the draft and taking it from his scout, which is, you know, absurd, and it goes why Washington's always terrible. There's a lot of fun stuff. But for me, Bill, Packers, and who's there at 12? So what am I looking for? I'm looking to see, do one of these three fall to 12? In order of who I would want of these three, T.J. Hockenson, who I just really think highly of at tight end. Number two, I had Ed Oliver, defensive lineman, who I do not think will be there. Almost, he might not even get past number four. And then Devin White, the inside linebacker. Those three for me, I would say, are probably unlikely to be there. And what I posted on Twitter last night was that I think if all three are gone, I think one of two things will happen. They will either trade back, maybe with New York Giants at 17, who might want to come up to 12 and get a quarterback, or they'll just pick the best offensive lineman. Whether that's Juwan Taylor, whether that's Andre Dillard, whether that's, so that'd be like, that would, at that point, I think they're going offensive line. So for me, yeah, it's been looking at the board, looking at the mocks, and trying to see who, you know, who might conceivably be there at 12. And, I guess we wait and see. I've read way too much about all these guys at this point, and now I'm just kind of looking forward to it actually happening.
By the way, Paul is going to be joining us tonight at the Q Club of Wisconsin. And they're going to be out there for the entire NFL draft. Look, I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, as we heard Gutekunst just a little earlier say, best available, best talent on the board, that kind of thing. Short of maybe a quarterback, and I've been saying this all along, I don't care who they draft as long as it's the best player. Because these two guys in the first round, these have to be impact players. They have to be guys that are going to fortify your team, whether it's right now they're starters or they're backup guys that are going to be groomed to be starters for the next 7 to 10 years for your team. You can't miss here, right?
Well, right, but, you know, you say impact player, and I get that you kind of caveated it with, you know, you caveated with the fact that, well, if it's not this year, then it's for the next 7 to 10 years. Sure, but I think my, you know, you said take anybody but a quarterback. I'm going to have to be sold pretty strongly by you and or Gary that an offensive lineman at 12 is the right pick. If you trade back to 17...
Because I guarantee you he is going to play this year.
Play? I mean, is the offensive line going to...
And he will not be Jason Spriggs.
Right. I mean, is the offensive line, you know, let's say they were to line up a game pre-draft. Like, let's say they don't draft an offensive lineman. Is Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, their free agent acquisition, and Brian Bulaga going to play 16 healthy games together? Of course not. Obviously not. You know, like that starting five will not sit there together on the offensive line all year. So if you do take an offensive lineman at 12, as long as they are versatile enough to kind of plug and play where you might want to put them, if they have, you know, guard or tackle capabilities, I get it. Like, I get that. But you do have Cole Madison back. I don't think that should be overlooked. And, you know, for better and for worse, you are now in the final year of that wonderful Jason Spriggs trade, to your point. So, you know, you don't get a top 12 pick every year. And you don't want to, obviously, because it means you had a bad season unless you pulled out some type of trade. To do that and then say, hey, we're going to take like a guard tackle who's not going to start for us day one pending injury, that's a tough sell for me, Bill.
What is the Packers' biggest need?
Good question. A playmaker on defense. Is that too vague? For me, it's a playmaker.
Are you talking down lineman or outside linebacker?
I'd say I don't care. I don't care if it's corner, safety, inside linebacker, edge rusher, defense. I mean, they need someone who can help generate turnovers. Like, I think if you look at some of the guys that, you know, they're talking about, especially at the safety position, there's a lot of, like, right spot, right time. A lot of, you know, like, good player. Like, you know, even if you go as high as, like, number Quinnen Williams, the big D tackle from Alabama, he might go, like, top four and really disruptive presence and a really good player. But is he going to, you know, whichever team he lands with, certainly won't be the Packers. Like, is he going to go out and, like, change a defense? I don't know. Probably not. You know, so if, I don't know if, you know, if it's Brian Burns out on the edge or if it's Chris Lucas on the D-line or, you know, if you do go inside linebacker with one of the Devins, Devin Bush and Devin White. Like, whoever it is on defense, they didn't have nearly, and, you know, Mike Pettine, who a lot of Packers fans are fond of, this was not a turnover-generating defense last year. It was, you know, was that lack of talent? What exactly was the case? I know that was always the conversation we went back to with Dom Capers.
Well, speaking of turnovers, isn't like the next fumble they create will be the first one in like 11 years?
Who's that?
The Packers defense. They couldn't create a fumble to save their life.
Well, and that's just it. And it's not like the interceptions were you know, aplenty. I remember at one point, Bill, when you and I were breaking down on a Thursday night, we're looking at the difference in turnovers between the Bears and the Packers, and it was like the Bears had four. This was like week 13, week 14-ish, and the Bears had forced like 32 turnovers, and the Packers had forced like 9. And that is not like – that is really – those like – I mean, again, I'm trying to think back to November, but those aren't like hyperbolic stats. It was like that drastic of a difference. So as vague as this sounds, and it kind of goes back to your initial point of like you don't care best player available – neither do I, but I think if it's not Hockenson at tight end who can really, I mean, and I'll say this about Hockenson. I don't think they're going to get him. I don't think he's going to fall to 12. The thing that I've liked more and more about him as I've read more and more and watched more and more as the draft got closer is he could step in on day one for a team tomorrow and be your best blocker. Your best blocker, yeah. Like, you know, left tackle quality blocking skills who can actually go out and catch passes. That, to me, is just so extremely valuable that you can put him in line or split him out wide. Whereas, I know a lot of people are really fond of Noah Fant, the other tight end from yep. Iowa. He is a wide receiver. That's what he is. He is, I mean, a great wide receiver in a tight end's body, but he's Jimmy Graham. Like, he's, and that's, don't get me wrong, Jimmy Graham, I mean, especially early in his career at New Orleans, was a great player. I'm sure Noah Fant will do a great job for whatever team picks him as a wide receiver. But you can't put him in line. You can't expect him to block, just like you can't expect Jimmy Graham to block.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what concerns me there. So if it's not Hockenson, who, again, I will, you know, sing the praises of until he's off the board, probably to Jacksonville at 7 or, what, 8 or whatever it is. But other than that, Bill, I think for me it's a playmaking defensive player. And you're going to have to really have your best sales pitch going if you're going to talk me into an offensive lineman as well.
Well, I mean, if you got a guy like, say, Jonah Williams
sure.
falls to you, you're taking Jonah Williams.
I guess.
You're taking Jonah Williams.
And then where
the man
then,
is a building with feet.
And then, but then you're just going to kind of wait to see who gets injured among the starting offensive line.
Oh, I think it's a guarantee. You're either going to see Brian Bulaga go down. I mean, or you're, God forbid anything happened to Bakhtiari. At least then you have somebody that's big that can do it from the left side.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, again, I can see you. I can see I've challenged you enough that you're going to bring it now, right? You're going to bring the sales pitch.
So, well, because Billy Turner's good, but he's not great. He's a good veteran guy. That's what you're bringing in, that veteran experience, because you need to fortify the right side of your line. Brian Bulaga says he's back, he's healthy, he's ready to go, but we know he's got, what, a year left? This is the end of his contract anyway.
So Spriggs as well. Yep,
and Spriggs as well. So you know that's good.
And Lane Taylor, I think it's the last year. Lane Taylor.
So you're looking to move on from some of these guys, and you've got fortification you need. And Billy Turner's only a couple of years signee, so you know you got to put some beef there. So that's my issue. If you get that quality alignment that falls to you, take it. But I'm in agreement with you. If I've got other guys that are sitting there, let's just say Jonah Williams goes early, and all of a sudden you're looking at Montez Sweat, who's sitting there out of Mississippi State, or you're looking at Devin White, I'm all over him.
Sure.
I'm taking him in a heartbeat. I'm bringing him home and making him dinner.
Sure. Yeah, and I know there's questions. I mean, I know you bring up Montez Sweat, and I think early on he was a very popular, trendy pick. And I know that there are medical questions there. So
yeah.
if the Packers were to do that,
if you have cleared him to play, you pick him. It's that
absolutely.
Simple.
And I agree entirely. So like I would say, if Montez Sweat is on the board at 12 and you take him, I'm not going to question it and say, oh, what about the medical? Because they will never take a guy that early, commit all that guaranteed money to him, and have medical.
He's got a bad heart, right?
You would never. You would, if you signed off on it and you took him at 12. Great. At the same time, if you pass on him at 12 and people are tweeting us saying, I can't believe they passed on Sweat, like, sure, talent-wise, yes, but it probably means the medical stuff was too concerning. So
correct.
It's always hard with guys with those. Like Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive lineman from Mississippi State that has been mocked to the Packers, even on Domofsky's mock that they did yesterday on ESPN, was like, that's who he took for the Packers at 30. He's not going to play this year. He just tore his ACL in February. So, like, I guess it's one thing, Bill, to take an offensive lineman in the first round who isn't necessarily going to be penciled in as a starter on day one, but you would assume would start at some point because someone's going to get hurt on the O-line. You would really, really have to bring your A-plus game to talk me into somebody who is going to have basically, in a couple cases, I mean, Rashawn Gary is another guy with a medical question, Montez Sweat with an injury question, Jeffrey Simmons with an injury question. If these guys aren't, in some of their cases, unable to play as rookies, like literally unable to play, not just, they'll be a backup, but unable to play medically, what? Like, that would really baffle me. So, I think that's the struggle about this is, the general public will never know the medical side of some of these stories. So if it looks weird and sketchy as to why so-and-so has fallen to middle or late first round, it's like, well, I hate to break it to you, but obviously there was some kind of medical question there because talent-wise, they would never be there, but that's why the behind-the-scenes stuff that none of us are obviously privy to.
Paul, always good stuff. Looking forward to tonight. Going to be a lot of debate. You, me, Gary, a lot of craziness. Mike is going to be up in Green Bay. Should be a good one, buddy.
Hey, have you made your official pick 12 and pick 30 mock draft picks?
No, I never do. I give a list of like five guys that I want to see come to the Packers and kind of leave it at that. And if they get one of those guys, great. But I have learned, and I'm not Gutekunst hasn't done it long enough for me to be involved in that, but
sure.
I learned over the years, once Justin Harrell was picked, I pretty much wiped my butt with everything else that I had written down because it didn't matter with Ted anymore.
So can I ask you, who is your five then? Do you know who your five is yet, or are you still kind of...
No, I've got my five. I'll tell you right now. I mean, my five, I'd love to see Jonah Williams. I would love to see Devin Bush. I'd love to see him come into this situation. Hockenson, I'd love to see come into this situation. If he falls, Devin White would be one of my picks as well. So any one of those guys would be fantastic. There's Rashawn Gary, the defensive end out of Michigan State. I like Andre Dillard, that big offensive tackle out of Washington State. I mean, right in there, that's kind of the meat where the Packers are going to be drafting. So good stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
Does Devin Bush's 5'11 height concern you? Maybe we'll talk more about that tonight. My concern is, do you want an inside linebacker at 12 who's 5'11?
Not when he's got 4'5 speed.
Yeah, I guess that does make up for the head a little bit.
Because he's like a water bug shooting a gap, man. There you go.
Sure.
Paul, good stuff, buddy. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
See you tonight. There you go. Paul Emig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.